Hear these words from the end of Acts chapter 2, starting in verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of the bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who are being saved. At the beginning of Acts chapter 2, we see God work in an extraordinary way. But at the end of Acts 2, we see God work in a very ordinary way. At the beginning of the chapter, there's a rushing wind, tongues of fire, and a speech miracle. At the end of the chapter, there's feasting, there's learning and teaching, there's sharing, all taking place within this new community the Spirit has formed. What we need to see is this. The Spirit is not only at work in the spectacular and the extraordinary. He is at work in the ordinary, even the mundane. It's interesting, too. Early in the chapter, the disciples are accused of being drunk. Of course, they weren't drunk on wine. They were filled with the Spirit. They weren't filled with wine. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. But at the end of the chapter, they are celebrating the Lord's Supper together, eating the bread together, and no doubt drinking wine with one another. The Spirit worked through the extraordinary. Now He will work through the ordinary. This might seem, by outward appearance, to be a very ordinary table with very ordinary bread and ordinary wine, but there is nothing ordinary about it. It is indeed, in fact, extraordinary. Why? Because the Spirit is at work here. And so these elements of bread and wine become to us spiritual food and spiritual drink. Give you one way of thinking about this. In the Old Covenant sacrificial system, there were two kinds of bread used, leavened bread and unleavened bread. Unleavened, of course, was used at Passover. The Israelites had to get the old leaven out and make a fresh start. They had to make a break with Egypt, and that was seen by getting the old leaven out. But at Pentecost, they used leaven. They used leavened bread because that leaven symbolized the growth of the kingdom. The leaven transforms the whole batch of dough and causes it to grow. Likewise, God has promised the kingdom will grow and transform all of life by the working of His Holy Spirit. We often think of the Lord's Supper as a new covenant Passover feast, and of course it is that, but it's also a new covenant Pentecost feast. And so, like those disciples at the first Pentecost, let us eat together with gladness and simplicity of heart. Amen.
Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed.
Therefore, let us keep the feast.
For our feast.